From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The 92nd annual hot dog eating contest was held today at Coney Island. Sponsored by Nathan's, it was billed as a Battle of the Titans, and dozens of television crews were on hand to record the big event. Reporter Kathleen Horan of member station WNYC has our story.
Thousands came out to Coney Island to witness hot dog history. Spectators had to wake up early for the spots close enough to smell the nitrates and witness the competitive binging. Many smashed mustard-colored thunder sticks together in anticipation of the contest.
He specializes in meat on the bone competitions. Buffalo wings, beef ribs, and turkey legs.
Finally, it began. Six-time winner Takiro Kobayashi from Japan had a well-publicized sprained jaw and had received chiropractic treatment before the eat-off. He stood next to his arch-rival, Joey Chestnut, who had recently broke Kobayashi's record by eating 59 and a half hot dogs and buns. Both men were out to beat that record today.
Joey Chestnut, five hot dogs and buns are down.
Chestnut quickly chomped his way into the lead, almost undulating with every swallow.
In first place with 66 hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
After some tense moments, Chestnut won by inhaling 66 hot dogs in 12 minutes, or one just about every 11 seconds. Kobayashi came in close with 63 dogs. After the competition, Chestnut stood on the stage, kissed his yellow jeweled mustard belt, and sweated profusely. He said his training consisted of fasting and stretching his stomach with water and milk. And during the contest, he said the technique he used helped him to win.
Shaking and clenching the muscles in my abdomen and pushing everything down. No, excuse me.
Young Lucien Maisel from Brooklyn describes the way it looked to him.
They looked like some kind of animals chewing something. It was hard to explain. It was alien.
Joey Chestnut says he's going to need some time to recuperate.
I'm sure a marathoner after they run a marathon isn't feeling too good. I'm not feeling great, but I feel awesome that I won.
And don't write the contest off as pure kitsch. 26-year-old law student Nikhil Dutta says it was unforgettable.
One of the greatest days of my life, because it's just amazing to be so close to these people who are just, you know, really amazing at eating.
After the contest, many spectators lined up to buy their own hot dogs at Nathan's. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.